Well, I hope this works. Among the other birthdays today, Buster Keaton. You know his movies, the great silent films. We had Frederick Remington, who wrote a lot about the West. And, of course, the great actor, played in Ben-Hur, played the role of Moses, Charlton Heston, who my speech teacher, Professor Dolly Sarsham, I think we got this accurate that she had tutored him. She was a professor at Northwestern University. Among the deafs today, we had Frederick August Bartholdi, the guy who did the Statue of Liberty. Also, she used to live in San Francisco. I saw her in her floral Porsche, and she was drinking what looked like a bottle of whiskey. She was infamous for drinking Southern Comfort. Janis Joplin. Among the events today, they're short ones. In 1636, the first code of law was promulgated in Plymouth, Massachusetts. In 1648, we should salute all our firemen. Peter Stuyvesant, the governor, the only Dutch governor of New York, started the first volunteer fireman group. And, of course, in 1958, jumping way ahead, was the Fifth Republic of France set up, and Charles de Gaulle became the president. He ended the war, the two wars the French were fighting, one in Algeria and one in Indochina. And, of course, in May of 68, he decided to resign from the presidency because of the riots in France, the student riots. And, of course, he said, "I'd save France twice. I don't need to go through this anymore." So that's where that's at. Now, among the, I don't know what's going on here with my computer, but we've got these strange things going on. And I'm trying to figure out what the heck's going on with the blog talk. Some strange things are happening here. We switched to Firefox. But among the things we're playing today is the, whether this is a parody or not, but I think it's we ought to have a little fun with it, doing the Vatican rag, and let's see if I can pull it up. If I can't, we're just going to have to try to do this another time. I don't know what to do. It's we thought we had this resolved, but apparently not. So let's see if we can find it again. Some people are not convinced that the Roman Catholic Church is serious, but let's see. We've had other surprises with popes, so let's see if he's serious, or he's going to be allowed to do this. The Vatican is a very strange place. It's a well entrenched bureaucracy, and of course these guys who were there, they survived the popes. They don't want their vested interests tampered with. So we'll see if this guy survives and if he can make some positive changes, which are well needed in the Vatican as well as the Roman Catholic Church. For some reason, I can't bring this up, and I don't know what's going on here. What I may do is we might have to just cancel this show because for some reason we can't access anything. I don't know what the problem is, but it's we're going to end because I don't know if we're coming through or what. So I'm sorry about this. So ever since the computer crashed, we've had this problem. So, but anyway, go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. We'll have more up there on the mission, children, and other recent events that are can affect you. What you don't know can hurt, harm, and cost you. And we're trying to keep you up to date based on our 50 years of experience. So regretfully, we're going to have to end this right now. Peter Paul Berzola, have a safe weekend.